Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. This week's WLEW and WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will be featuring Harbor Beach hosting their game against Unionville Seawing on Friday, November the 7th. Coverage on the game will be on WLEW's 102.1 FM and will begin at 6 p.m. with the kickoff to the game at 7. And another local and regional news for today. A Thumb Area Road Commission was recognized during the County Road Association Self-Insurance Fund's annual membership meeting. Sanilac County's Road Commission was honored during that annual meeting for an outstanding accomplishment, as the department had qualified for the Honor Roll Award. Such an award is given to any road commission that has a lower than average number of incidents of injury, which the Sanilac County Road Commission had reported last year. Achieving that honor is not easy considering how dangerous road construction jobs can be. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Joey from Vermont, a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. British police have reported 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. In a statement early on Sunday, hours after the attack, British Transport Police said that the incident has been declared a major incident and that counter-terrorism police are supporting the investigation. The report is quoted as saying 10 people have been taken to the hospital, with 9 believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries. This has been declared a major incident, and counter-terrorism police are supporting our investigation whilst we work to establish the full circumstances as well as any possible motivation for this incident. And another national and international news. Israel says the remains of 3 people that Hamas handed over to the Red Cross do not belong to any of the hostages that were on their list. The latest setback to the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. It was unclear as of Saturday who the remains actually belonged to. Health officials in Gaza have struggled to identify bodies without access to any DNA kits. Since the ceasefire took effect on October the 10th, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 17 hostages, with 11 remaining in Gaza. Militants have released 1 or 2 bodies every few days. Israel has urged faster progress, and Hamas has said Gaza's devastation complicates their work. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.